Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa ibang balita po, bumaba ang cash rate ng Reserve Bank sa 0.5%. Ito ay matapos ang mga babala ng pagbagsak ng ekonomiya hatid ng coronavirus na sinasabing magtutulak sa ilang mga bansa patungo sa resesyon. Narito ang detalye ng ulat ni Greg Diet sa ating wika. Bumagsak ang interest rate sa record low na 0.5% nang magbabala ang ilang economic forecast na babagsak ang ekonomiya dahil sa coronavirus at magdudulot sa ilang bansa sa resesyon. Sa pahayag ng OECD o Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, sinabi na ang epekto ng coronavirus ay magdadala sa ekonomiya sa unang pagkakataon sa kahirapan ngayong quarter simula ng pagbagsak ng pangmundong ekonomiya isang dekada nang nakaraan. Ayon sa OECD Chief Economist na si Lawrence Boon, ang pagbagsak sa pangmundong paglago ay tatamas sa lahat ng mga rehiyon.
There is a domino effect if the epidemic spreads through the wider Asia-Pacific region, the EU, and the US in 2020. Countries affected would impose wider containment measures than what we have seen so far, and confidence would likely be severely hit.
Hula din ng ahensya na ang pangmundong paglago ay nasa 2.4% lamang ngayong taon, pinakamababa simula 2009, at nagbabala sila na kung patuloy ang pagkalat ng virus, maaaring bumagsak ang global growth sa 1.5%. Dagdag ni Lawrence Boon, apektado din ang ilang bansa sa resesyon.
Every regions would be affected roughly in the same way. However, it would be slightly higher in Asia, and it's likely that this scenario would put Japan and Europe in recession and the US very close to zero. And I think what I should stress at this stage is that this is not a worst case scenario, because the possibility of wider outbreaks in the South Hemisphere are not included in this scenario.
Ayon din sa ahensya, isang Australia sa mga bansang pinakamaaapektuhan at dapat magkonsidera ito ng mga stimulus measures upang maibalik ang tiwala. Ayon naman kay Prime Minister Scott Morrison, kinukonsidera ng gobyerno ang tinatawag niyang measured economic response.
What we are focusing on is jobs, cash flow, and investment. It's important that on the other side of this virus, which will happen, it's still uncertain at this point of the development of the virus about how long that would run for. But what's important to know is that there is another side to this. And on the other side, you would expect normal transmission to resume when it comes to the global economy. And what that means is we want to put our businesses in the best possible position to bounce back and bounce back strongly when that opportunity presents itself. So we will continue to work to get that right.
Ayon sa economist na si John Freeburn mula sa University of Melbourne na kung babagsak ang interest rate ng ganito kababa, marami ang magtatanong na baka kailanganin ng ibang sukatan upang makatulong sa pagbalik ng tiwala.
Many people think that when interest rates are that low, lowering them a bit further isn't really going to give business or households much more confidence to invest or to spend. Now, you can go a little bit further, as the Americans and the Europeans did after the global financial crisis, and go for quantitative easing. And that's essentially the central bank are just printing money. Now, it's not clear that that really has a major stimulus effect. And, of course, in the longer run, you've got to ask yourself, how am I going to pay that back?
Ayon kay Professor Freeburn, isa sa mga opsyon na bukas para sa mga mambabatas ay ang pamumuhunan sa mga proyektong infrastruktura.
Choose wisely good infrastructure projects and spend that. And that's in the same process, creating extra employment. And if it's a good choice of roads, ports, so on, it's improving the productive capacity of the economy down the track when hopefully we've got on top of the coronavirus.
makipag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.